From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. An expanding ethnic electorate is playing a larger role in the outcome of elections in California. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
Since 1994, the number of registered voters in California has increased by 3.5 million. 3 million of those are Latino or Asian Americans. Mark DiCamillo, director of the field poll, says most ethnic voters believe the government should do more to solve the nation's problems rather than believing it's doing too many things better left to individuals or businesses. In this election, ethnic voters turned out in roughly the same proportion as white non-Hispanic voters.
So this all, in my opinion, just to sum it up, bodes very poorly, as you can imagine, for the long-term prospects of the California Republican Party. Because the demographic changes that we're seeing in play over the last 18 years will continue into the foreseeable future. Demography marches on.
DiCamillo says ethnic voters are increasingly supportive of Democratic candidates and focused on issues like immigration. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A new UC Berkeley study indicates that flame retardants common in California homes are linked to neurodevelopment delays in kids. Over more than 7 years, researchers tested nearly 300 women and their children for exposure to flame retardant compounds known as PBDEs. They found that prenatal and childhood exposure is linked to problems with attention and fine motor coordination, as well as lower IQs. UC Berkeley epidemiologist Brenda Eskenazi says material exposure correlated with their children having attention problems.
Children of the mothers in the highest 25% of PBDE levels had a markedly different performance on this test than children of mothers in the lower levels of exposure.
Some PBDEs were banned in 2004, but the chemicals are still commonly found in kilns.